الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة قال تقوى الله وحسن خلق وسئل عن أكثر ما يدخل الناس النار فقال الفم والفرج وعن أبي ثعلبة الخشني رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني في الآخرة أحسن أحاسنكم أخلاقا وإن أبغضكم إلي وأبعدكم مني في الآخرة أسوأكم أخلاقا رواه أحمد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers and young ones in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Each and every one of us is aware that we are in the blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month in which the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. And indeed, any person that has the slightest iota of iman will be joyous, happy, and experience a sense of wanting to celebrate on the occasion of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it is important for us to reflect on what is or what was the purpose of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is where we can express our celebration in practical form rather than merely by paying lip service. Now if you look at this ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Certainly, for you in the Messenger of Allah is a beautiful example. But who is that example for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. For those of you that want Allah, for those of you that want to establish your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. And those of you that recognize the importance and the priority of the Akhirat. So indeed the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very, very important, perhaps the most critical aspect that a believer can look towards as a role model. Because we need that role model in order to understand how to live our lives in this world. But now if we analyze the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then perhaps one of the most salient features of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is this aspect of husnul khuluq, what is known in Arabic as husnul khuluq. Now the best words that we have in English to express this is good character. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq." The purpose or the objective of my mission of having been sent to this world is to complete the perfection of character, of noble traits. In this hadith that I recited in the khutbah, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what are those aspects or those attributes which will be most responsible for causing people to enter into Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ خُلُقِ. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That feeling of being conscious that whatever I am doing, is it in conformity with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And am I refraining from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked me to refrain from? And secondly, حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. In the second riwayat that I recite, that I read, Hazrat Abu Tha'laba al-Khushani radiallahu anhu relates in a narration reported in Ahmad that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the most beloved of you, try and understand the importance of this aspect and this attribute of our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the most beloved of you, and secondly, the closest of you to me in the akhirat, is ahasinukum akhlaqan, those of you that are best in character. And secondly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most hated from you towards me, that means those that I hate or those that I despise from amongst you the most are those, and those who are furthest from me in the akhirat is aswa'ukum akhlaqan, those that have the worst of character. So we come to an important question then. What is this good character? If we say husnul khuluq, good character, these are just some words which are easy to say. But what is the true manifestation? What is the meaning? What is the reality of this good character? Is it just to be using some fancy terms to greet or to show some outward rituals in the way we behave and carry ourselves? And then people say that, you know, that person is a gentleman. On the face of it, he may be smiling and speaking to you, and in the heart he may be harboring all sorts of malice, grudge, jealousy, anger, envy. So is that the shallow meaning that we have understood for good character? No. This is not what we mean by good character in Islam. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned on different occasions, he is quoted has been given different definitions for good character. In one place, very beautifully he says, akhlaqe razila jate rahe. Good character can be defined as evil qualities continue to leave a person during the course of his life. Jate rahe. Evil qualities continue to leave. Aur akhlaqe hamida aate rahe. And good qualities continue to be inculcated by that person. In another place, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says that good character means that nobody should ever, at any time, kabhi bhi kisi ko, kisi kisam ki, should have any type of harm, any type of difficulty that is caused to them by you, whether physically, emotionally, mentally. So this is what we mean by good character. In another hadith, Hazrat Ata ibn Yasar radiallahu an, he narrates that I met Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu an. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu an was one of those sahabi who had spent a great deal of time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and related many, many ahadith from him. So he comes to the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asks him that akhbirni an sifati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi at-Tawrah. Tell me what you know about the attribute and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the Torah. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu says, Ajal, Wallahi innahu la mawsufun fi at-Tawrati bi ba'di ma yusafu bihi fi al-Qur'an. That by Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described in the Qur'an with many of those same things in the Torah, with many of those same things that we find him being described with in the Quran. And then he explains that ya ayyuhan nabi inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadira, that O Nabi, we have sent you as a witness to the actions of mankind, wa bashiran, a giver of glad tidings, wa nadiran, a warner. And then he explains the words of the Torah, wa hirzan lil ummiyin, and someone who will be a source or a place of refuge for the weak ones, for the illiterate. In other words, a place where they can seek, they can turn towards when they are facing difficulty. Then he goes on to say that anta abdi wa rasuli. What is the salient feature in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And on many, many occasions, we heard it from the same member, from our beloved Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi now, when he would say this, anta abdi wa rasuli, what was that salient, that outstanding feature in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was that unquestioning, unwavering submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as anta abdi wa rasuli. You are my servant, my banda. And the ulama have written that this is the highest stage that anyone can achieve in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we look at it from the logical point of view, that in order to be someone of nobility, you must have some kind of status, some kind of outward material possessions. But this is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the path of logic. It is the path of love and submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Hazrat Mahakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says that ye rasta farzano ka nahi. It is not for people who want to be questioning all the time, to understand the logical meanings of things. Ye diwano ka rasta hai. This is the path of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, they will submit unquestioningly to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu an, he goes on to say that, describing what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described with in the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ. I have named you mutawakkil. I have named you the one who has placed his trust in me entirely. لَيْسَ بِفَضٍ وَلَا غَرِيظٍ. I think even if we just have to take home this one lesson, these two words, then we will be able to make wonders, a change of wonders in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ بِفَضٍ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ. You are not harsh nor hard-hearted. You are not harsh nor hard-hearted. Now let us think, each and every one of us, let us reflect over our lives, from the morning to the evening, how we behave, how we interact. Is this attribute of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still a part and parcel of our lives? And if we want to know that, then let us ask those that are close to us. Let us ask. Let us muster up the courage and ask our employees. Let us ask our wives that how are we interacting? What is our tone when we are speaking? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, he was a kid of 10 years old. And he says that I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many years. But never in all those years did he ever scold me. Did he ever make me feel bad? لَيْسَ بِفَضٍ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ. In one ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظًا لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. This is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if a person learns to adopt a soft nature, to be someone that is obliging, to be someone that is kind, soft-spoken. This is a salient feature of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us that have it, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those of us that do not have it, we must seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is because of the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you show affection and kindness to them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you are hard, harsh and hard-hearted, then they would have dispersed from you. Now today we study all sorts of things in management, different courses of, nowadays they have special courses where they teach interaction with people, human resource, how you interact with people. But if we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are treasures and treasures of how to deal with people. Simple things like when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bring people's attention to someone's mistake in a public gathering, he wouldn't take the name of that person. He wouldn't make him feel victimized. He would say that مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ. What is the matter with people that, you know, they are doing this and that, without making the people feel victimized, yet not compromising on passing on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So لَيْسَ بِفَضٍ وَلَا غَلِيظٍ وَلَا سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. And another aspect mentioned in this hadith, that he was not one who would shout in the marketplaces. Now, to put this into our context, what do we mean by shouting in the marketplaces? That when dealing, yes, business is something that is tough. It is something in which there can be times when a person is under stress. But to raise your voice, purely because of some material things, then this is not the lifestyle, this was not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To be swearing, to be, you know, putting the other person down, this was not the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At that time, just think for a moment. It's only a matter of 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. Those that are lucky will see 90 also. And then you will be taken to the graveyard. So what is the point of wasting this valuable time in not living a lifestyle that is consistent with that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So again, this month of Rabiul Awwal, if we really want to celebrate it in the true way, then let us celebrate it by our actions rather than simply by our words. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to mind, where he said very, very simply, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us remember, he was Jawami'ul Kalim. He spoke few words which were very profound. He said, Al-Birru Husnul Khuluqi. That righteousness is good character. So we can understand this, that righteousness, if you want to be pious, righteous, it is good character. And if you want to have good character, then it is righteousness in its totality. So good character is not limited to one or two actions or superficial rituals or outward manifestations. As I explained earlier, good character is a condition of the heart. And again, with this aspect of righteousness and piety and good character, I can't help but remind ourselves of that Jumu'ah, which one or two, I think it was the second or third last Jumu'ah before Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi left for Umrah, and he discussed the following verse of the Qur'an al-Kareem, where he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. Piety, righteousness, good character, is not merely a question of a person facing in one direction or another direction. The background to this verse was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had changed the qibla from Baytul Maqdis after approximately 16 months facing Baytul Maqdis in Medina Munawwara to facing the Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarramah. So the Jews made an objection that what kind of deen is this? That sometimes you are facing this way, sometimes you are facing that way. You know, it doesn't seem to be a very, very serious thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded that piety and righteousness is not simply a question of facing a certain direction. In other words, if we have to put it simply, as Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatum says very beautifully, that Islam, rasmi karwaiyon ka naam nahi hai. Islam is not the name of some rituals, some empty rituals. Islam is more than that. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. What is the fundamental building block of piety, of good character? Not simply smiling when you're greeting. Yes, that is there. That is important. But first and foremost, man amana billah. True righteousness. The righteousness that reaches the root of the heart is man amana billah. The one, firstly, who brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the moment you bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have recognized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your creator. And you owe, and you are obliged towards Him for all His commands. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. And that person believes in the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi so beautifully used to say that this belief in the last day, this is like that unseen police force. This is that unseen police force which will keep a check on a person. The fact that he knows that one day I have to be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, let me live my life in a manner that enables me to give an easy accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. So the first part of righteousness and good character is to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last day, the angels, the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very ayat goes on to say, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. And that person gives wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite his love for this wealth. Now this has been explained in different ways, and there's no time to go into the details. But one explanation of this, that he gives wealth in those avenues, despite not being thanked and being praised for giving that wealth. What is the benefit? What is the benefit? Or what kamal is there? What perfection is there if a person says that, well, if so and so is good to me and he's in need of something, then I will be good to him. But if he is not good to me, then I will stop doing good to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to this, you know, the story of Mistah, the nephew of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an, where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an, after the incident of Ifk, the accusation that was placed on Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anha's daughter, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, he stopped spending on Hazrat Mistah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أَتُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ? Do you want that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a very, very important lesson in that ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. He says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Those of you that understand Arabic will appreciate the emphasis that is placed in this ayat. Had it not been for the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, none of you would have ever achieved any sort of spiritual reformation. None of you. Not even the Sahaba. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is upon us. And that is what we must remember, that we are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why, again, this is another aspect of good character. Also mentioned in this hadith of Hazrat Ata ibn Yasar, describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that, وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَةَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's style of dealing with people, that he would not return one evil act with another evil act. So if someone wronged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would not be that now he harbored that and he tried to get back to that person in some way or the other. Nevertheless, the time has expired. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and even if we just look at the aspect of akhlaq in his life, if we speak for weeks and weeks, it is not enough to do justice to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But if we just take this one message home, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was soft-natured, he was obliging, he was not harsh or hard-hearted. This, I think, is a quality that appears to be lacking in the ummah nowadays. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to implement the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, holistically in our lives. And may he remove the difficulties, the hardships, and the calamities facing the ummah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.